I mean, it's a fascinating time to live. Yeah, it's a frustrating time to live, isn't it? It's been an interesting week. All right, 3 days from the election, 3 days ago. And the dust is pretty much settled, I think, at this particular point. Now, here on this show, folks, your gentle host, we're always trying to solve the country's problems. Because, frankly, it seems like the folks in D.C. don't seem to much care about that. They're more interested in arguing. All right, come on. You turn on any cable news channel, any news show, it's right there in front of you, isn't it? So let's see if we can solve some of the country's problems. All right. Let's start with this one. I have the solution to end the federal government shutdown.
Do you know?
I do. All right. Now I'm going to detail this, and then Mr. Ironhead, you can tell me if I'm on to something or if I'm full of it.
Uh-huh.
Normally you lean toward full of it.
Mm-hmm.
no, that's not true. Callers, you can call in and tell me I'm on to something or I'm full of it. All right, I'm a big boy. I've been full of it many times. All right, especially after dinner. I'm full of it. So there we go. Ah! Get it? Okay.
All right,
there we go. It's fascinating to watch the people that I call political animals. You know who they are. Everything is political to these people. Everything. I mean, the smallest thing is political to these people. And of course, the number one goal of these folks is to win elections. That's the only thing that matters to these people. Not necessarily, you know, solving problems. Okay, that'd be nice if that actually happens. Winning elections is number one on the list for these folks. Politicians, bureaucrats, other government workers, and so on. You know, various pundits, and there's a bunch of these folks. I'm talking to some right now. I know it. All right, you're a political animal. Everything is political to you. Okay, great. We have a healthcare problem in this country. And it's interesting, every story I see about this shutdown, 5 weeks going now, the Democrats, again, have had, how many votes have there been in the Senate? 14? They've had 14 chances to pass a resolution to start funding the government again so that air traffic controllers can get paid, TSA security can get paid, other government employees can get paid, government employees can come back to work because they're going to get paid, all that stuff. All right? They've had 14 opportunities to vote like, okay, let's start refunding the government again, and then while we're doing that, let's hash some things out. No, 14, I think it's 14. 14 times now, Senate Democrats have said no. Now, first off, if you want to point a finger of blame about this federal government shutdown, you cannot point it at Republicans. You cannot. Now, some people are trying. Oh, they're trying.
Well, you can.
Or Donald Trump.
This can't be
Oh,
accurate.
It's all Donald Trump's fault. No, Senate Democrats have had, if I got the number right, 14 chances, and they passed them all up. You got to get 60 votes, that filibuster thing, in the Senate. You got to get 60 votes. They can't get to 60. There aren't 60 Republicans in there. All right, so you got to get some folks to cross the aisle. They're not willing to do it. Well, Fetterman is willing to do it. He has crossed the aisle maybe every time on this issue. Boom. And what, one or two other people. That's not enough. There's an old line, you know, is this a hill you're willing to die on? All right, kind of a military line. And clearly, these Democrats, now this is an opinion, all right, these Democrats in D.C., their hill to die on, I mean, this is the only thing, because I've seen a bunch of interviews over the past number of days where it's brought up about some aspect of the federal government and paying workers, and these Democrats that I see quoted, they keep coming back to the same single issue: we've got to renew the Obamacare health subsidies. It keeps coming back to that over and over and over again. That is their hill to die on. We must bring back the Obamacare tax subsidies for health care. And they apparently are going to just keep voting no until that gets brought back in. Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, somebody call me, all right? 814-954-7266. That's their hill to die on, this one issue. Now, it's interesting. I've noticed this over the last several days, especially. There are actually some Democrats coming out to say that some people are finally admitting Obamacare has made this situation much worse. What took them so long? Heck, people with half a brain have seen that for a number of years now. All right, the federal government steps in. Okay, we're going to subsidize your health insurance so that it's affordable for you. The Affordable Care Act did absolutely nothing to lower health care costs. In fact, it's made it the opposite. It's made it worse. And there are some Democrats now, they do some web searching. There are some Democrats now actually admitting, yeah, that's actually what's happened. Because when the government's there with their big, well, big pot of money, which is borrowed money, what are health care companies and health insurance companies supposed to say? They're like, oh, wow, the federal government's willing to kick in lots of extra money? Okay, let's keep jacking up our rates, which is exactly what they've been doing over a bunch of years now. But somehow, you know, we've got to have those subsidies. Again, only the government can solve problems, which, as you can tell by my tone of voice, I hate that, hate that, hate that. Capital letters, because it's untrue and it makes things worse. Here's my solution. And we kind of talked about this, I don't know, earlier this week or 2 weeks ago, whenever that was. Here's what needs to happen. If we're going to end this government shutdown, this is the hill they're willing to die on. Okay. Here's the deal, Democrats, especially in the Senate. We will renew the Obamacare subsidies. We'll do it. We'll bring them back.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold the thought.
All right. We'll bring them.
I tell you what. We'll bring them back for a 2-year period. For the next 2 years. So 26 into 27 and so on. We'll bring them back for 2 more years. In return, Senate Democrats and other Democrats, we're going to start, hopefully almost immediately, to totally change the health care system in this country so it is actually affordable to people, so they don't need a tax money prop up to pay ridiculously charged health insurance. We're going to start to change it. We're not doing Medicare for all. That would be an unmitigated disaster, Bernie Sanders. All right, Bernie, we got you figured out, bud. You're a power guy. You're a socialist power guy. Your new buddy Mamdani in New York City. He's like your young clone, okay? Except he's Muslim, and Bernie is Jewish. Isn't that hilarious? I'm sorry. There's something ironic in that, but we'll let that alone. All right, we'll do the subsidies for another 2 years. But we're going to immediately start as soon as we can. We're going to totally change the healthcare system in this country so that prices actually come down, which has apparently never happened. Now, you say, well, that's impossible. Is it? Have you seen the stories this week? Now, again, government intervention always makes me nervous. But Trump, all right, he's gone to these drug companies to say, hey, you guys are overcharging for these drugs. You need to start bringing your prices down. One of the popular drugs, again, are these weight loss drugs. All right? Some of you apparently use these. Okay. You do an injection on yourself, and it curbs your appetite, and you lose weight, which is great. I mean, that's wonderful. That's great. These drug companies here in America, of course, have been charging pretty outrageous rates because they know how popular these drugs are. All right? We're talking, I don't know, $500 a dose? Holy smokes, really? $500 a dose. Meanwhile, if I go to other parts of the world, you can get the same stuff for way, way, way less. Now, wait a minute. How's that possible? So Trump, doing what Trump does, strong-arming. They had a big to-do at the White House yesterday where some of these major pharmaceutical companies have agreed and announced, okay, we're going to lower the cost of these popular weight loss drugs to Americans. And by lower, I mean we're talking at least cut the price in half or maybe more than half. Now you're thinking, now, wait a minute, if they were charging so much, they cut by half, they must not be making any money. Oh, no, they're making plenty of money. These pharmaceutical companies, all right, they're making plenty of money. They're gouging. They're gouging us. They have been gouging us. Folks, we all know this. When are we going to actually stop doing this? tax subsidies make it worse. Because the companies, oh, great, if government is going to kick in more money, okay, let's go, go, go. Now, the healthcare industry is going to would fight this idea tooth and nail. But we're at a point now we can't afford it anymore. Am I not correct? We can't afford this anymore, and we shouldn't, because the prices should be lower. Unfettered competition, total transparency. You're allowed to shop for your health coverage. If you need some kind of a procedure, working with your primary care doctor, okay, where can I get the best deal? All right, here, 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 or maybe working with my insurance company, where can I get the best deal? Well, you could go, here is how much it costs. Okay, over here it costs this much. Okay, over here, woo, really expensive right now. And you can shop like we shop for everything else. You want to get the best deal or the best value and all those fancy words, right? We need to start doing something like that with health insurance and health care costs. Now, again, the healthcare industry is going to fight this tooth and nail. You mean we have to give up money? Yes, you have to give up money. You're still going to be making a profit. You're not going in the red, not even close, but you cannot be allowed to do this anymore because most Americans can't afford it. So, Senate Democrats, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do what you want. We're going to revive the Obamacare subsidies for 2 years. The next 2 years, but in return, you are going to help us totally transform the healthcare system in this country and insurance so that it actually starts to become affordable for most Americans or all Americans, and you don't need tax money to prop it up. And if any time in that 2 year period, Senate Democrats, if you start reneging on the deal, guess what? We're going to go right back to the government shutdown, and we're going to point to you to say, you clearly aren't working for the American people. You're only working for yourselves. It's now obvious to everybody. Is that really the road you want to go down, Senate Democrats? You really want to go down that road? Now, you're going to work with us or not? All right, Mr. Ironhead, am I crazy?
No, I kind of like that.
You like that?
I do.
Now, God forbid, it's a compromise. Oh, that's a dirty word in politics. Can't compromise. No, you got to stand firm. God forbid, I'm really starting to like John Fetterman because the guy's willing to compromise sometimes. Not on everything,
yep.
But on some things he is. I would almost say I'm proud to say he's a Pennsylvania senator. All right, good. He's willing to compromise. Now, of course, a lot of you Democrats, that Fetterman. When's he out? Oh, God, not till 2028. Oh, we got to do something. We got to find somebody. No, stop. Are you interested in solving problems, or are you only interested in being a political animal? You have to pick one. You can't be both. Personally, I'd like the problem solvers. Hey, because that benefits all of us. The political animals benefit themselves. Now, we'll take a break here in a little bit. Folks, am I on to something or am I full of it? This could become a game show. All right, is he on to something or is he full of it? All right, we're going to take a break. All right, we'll come back. We'll go to the studio audience and see how they vote. You know, survey says, you know, all this crazy stuff. Am I right? Now, again, that would mean the Republicans giving in right now. Okay, we'll do the Obamacare subsidies for another 2 years. Originally I said 1 year, and I thought, no, these people can't do anything in 1 year, for God's sakes. This is Congress we're talking about now. They can't do squat in 1 year. Make it two. Now, 2 years would be 2027, which would be, again, not an off-year election, please don't use that term, but the presidential cycle for 28 would be probably rolling by that particular point, right? You know, like 2 years from now. Oh, it definitely would be rolling 2 years from now. I'm thinking maybe like a year and a half from now, it probably will be rolling. And if Democrats, you know, in D.C., if they renege, if they start playing their games, okay, forget it. Government shutdown. Let's go back to where we were. And clearly we could say to the American people, these people are the ones who 100% have caused it. We have a plan to save Americans' money, like real money, not taxpayer subsidy money. Remember, take out the word subsidy and put in somebody else's money. Whenever you get a subsidy, it's not free, it's somebody else's money. You want to keep doing that? Folks, that's not sustainable. And we all know it. Do we want to solve problems or not? All right, let's take a break, and then we'll go to the studio audience, and the survey says, and what, am I nuts or am I onto something? Am I onto something or am I full of it? You can call in and vote. Scott, you're onto something. Scott, you're full of it. All right, we love those calls.